Lori Williamson is a member of our congregation, and she's given me permission to share this story. I had a conversation with her just this last week. Lori is in hospice care. She has stage 4 renal cancer. And she was getting treatment, and the tumors were shrinking, but it became the case that she was too weak to continue the treatment, so they had to stop them, and they ultimately moved her to hospice care. But she said, well, I'm in hospice care now, and she explained the reason. She said, but I'm not giving up. The insurance won't pay for a physical therapist when you're in hospice care, so I've hired a personal trainer. And I'm gonna get stronger, and I'm gonna get strong enough to go back to my treatments, and I'm gonna have the treatments, and they're gonna shrink those tumors, and I'm gonna get well. And then she said, but Pastor Tom, either way, I'm on the road to miraculous. I'm on the road to miraculous. Either I get well this way or I get well the other way. And either way is a miracle. Oh, what a spirit. That's abundant life. That's life in the resurrected Christ. That's what God offers us, that more better life. The first sentence of the scripture today says, after the Sabbath, on the first week of the day, the dawn came. This is the first week, first day of the week. The first day of the week has dawned, and we're offered this new resurrected life. Let this day be a day of new beginnings for us. When we take hold of that more better life that God offers us in Jesus Christ. Gracious God, thank you so much for this resurrection life that you offer us. Thank you for raising from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray, God, that you would help us to see the joy and hope of that resurrection life that's offered to us, that we might take hold of that eternal life right now, so that one day we might experience that more better life with you face to face. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.